why I hate social media and the times we're living in right now.
Let's go for a ride. Subscribe today.
If you want to get my gear like this ultra lightweight carbon fiber helmet, motovlog camera, airbag vest to help keep you safe, all of my gear, I always include links in the description and comment section of my video. One of the many beautiful things about riding a motorcycle is getting away from social media. I'd much rather listen to this than listen to these look at me people on Instagram and TikTok. And I can't even keep up with all these different social media platforms now. It seems like there's always a new one coming out and it's getting popular. Now it's TikTok. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of these like fake ballers on there. And some of them may be real ballers, but from what I hear, a lot of them, they fake it until they make it. They lease these supercars and they lease mansions and they go around, act like they're super rich. So they get a lot of attention, attract a lot of followers. And then they actually do start making a lot of money and start buying all that crap. And then you get these stupid followers out there. Ooh, look at the Ferrari. Ooh, this, that. Yeah, man. And then you got these women out there that are scantily clad photos and tooting their behind out. What times are we living in now, man? I swear, I've seen people out there taking selfies everywhere. You see these phone zombies out here, their head plastered into the phone. On social media. We're living in strange times now, guys. Seriously. Man, I can't stand social media. I removed myself, my personal accounts from social media. I removed them, man. I'm not on Facebook anymore. I'm not on Instagram. None of that stuff, man. I even find myself looking at old TV shows from back in the day and wishing I was in a simpler time, like in the Little House on the Prairie. Getting away from a computer and social media and getting around, be involved with people and not actually socializing through an app instead of seeing people face to face. I mean, you got people out here, they don't even want to socialize face to face anymore. They'd rather be holed up on their phone and socializing on their through their phone. It's crazy the times we're living in now, man. People want to text, they don't want to talk on the phone anymore. I love an art of conversation. I love talking with people, man. I love chatting with you guys in the comments and all, but I love talking too, man. I love talking with people, and a lot of people, they don't want to talk no more. They just want to text. I'm like, dude, call me and we can knock out about 1,000 texts in like 2 minutes. Like, I don't want me sitting there doing all this texting, man. But that's the times we're living in now. And you got this, yo, look at me. We're in the look at me times right now, where everybody's very vain. And a lot of these people, you'd be surprised, a lot of these people are faking it. A lot of these people don't have nothing, ain't about nothing. You take all that makeup off some of these women, they don't look like nothing, some of them. And they just, I don't understand it, man. It's crazy. It's crazy time. What do you guys think? Leave a comment below. And some of you guys, Cycle Cruiser, why don't you get on TikTok? I think TikTok is stupid, man. I think these short videos where you say something stupid and it keeps replaying it over and over, that's dumb, man. I can't get with it. I've tried to do some shorts here and there, and you know, and it's all right, you know what I'm saying? But to actually go to a platform and just post all these different stupid short videos of you doing something stupid or saying something stupid, or it's lame. We're just living in really lame times now, really weird, weird times, man. Sometimes I wish I could click my heels and go back into time. Like I said, man, it's just, and then you get on Facebook and you got people on there bragging. You know, when I was on Facebook, I had to admit, I got on there and I'd be bragging. Oh, I got me this, got my new country property and stuff like that. And I found myself bragging and saying, look at me. And I said, you know what? I took a step back and I'm like, what am I doing, man? You know what I'm saying? Why am I feel compelled to show this to everybody and say, ooh, look at me? And I, that's one reason, another reason why I had to leave Facebook, because I was just like, and that's what everybody does on there. People portray this fake, not everybody, don't get me wrong, a lot of people keep it 100% real, but there's so many people out there making it seem like their life is so perfect out there. They're the most in love couple or marriage. They got the perfect family. They got the perfect house. This, that. And a lot of times, like I said, you know, they got problems like all of us do. But they're putting this front out there like things are so great and perfect and bragging about this and that. And look at me, I'm so successful. What do I care about how successful you are? Is that paying my bills, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm so tired of hearing the word success, I don't know what to do. You know, we don't need any more success in this world. We need more good people, man. Good quality people that care about each other. You know, socialize with each other. Be kind. Do nice things for each other. We just live in this, look at me. It's all about me, 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 me. That's the world we live in now. And it's, I don't know, man. I'm just giving my little rant. I don't know. What do you guys think, man? You guys feel me on this or not? You know, I know some of you guys are going to be like, Cycle Cruiser, that's old talk. That's like old man talk or something. I don't care, man. I'm all about not growing up and acting a fool. You see me busting wheelies, acting stupid out here, which I need to grow up and stop doing that stupid stuff. But I can't get with this social media look at me BS, man. I'm just hating on the whole cultural experience surrounding social media with this, a lot of fakeness and just fronting. Oh, it's just living in crazy times now, man. What can you do, though? What can you do? But I've removed myself off of social media, except for this, of course. And you know, I keep, and I thought many a times of walking away from doing this, you know what I'm saying? And just get, I'm walking away from a computer and getting back to like a real world. But then when I go out there and do it, like I went out in the country, and you start realize everybody, even out in the country, people are married to a phone and social media. Everybody's in it. There should be a movement. I think there is a movement, though, to get away from social media and phones and computers. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I made my career and have graduated with an IT degree and everything else. But honestly, I'm just sick of it, man. I'm really sick of it. And I don't know. But then I ripped that throttle. Woo! Ooh, that MT-07, that bottom end grunt. I'm telling you, I love it, man. Getting on my bike and just getting away from the computer, getting away from. Now I'm posting a video on social media with YouTube, so I can't hate on it too much. You know what I'm saying? But as far as me personally, my personal life and everything, I keep away from social media, man. But what keeps me doing these videos is motivating people to ride. That's why I stay on here. Because I love the feedback that you give. Cycle Cruiser, you got me over the fear. You got me motivated to get a motorcycle. I'm in love with bikes now. Thank you so much. Keep leaving them comments, guys, because that's what motivates me to do these videos, is I love talking with you guys. I love motivating you guys to ride, helping to make you guys more conscious and safer riders out here, and opening your minds up to variety of bikes and different types of riding, and just everything and anything motorcycles. That's the beauty. That's what I love about at least this social media platform on YouTube. And I love YouTube, man. I love YouTube. But that's pretty much the only social media really that I love, is YouTube. All the rest of them I could give a crap about, man. I just want to let you know that whenever I release a new video, I'm always there the first couple of hours. So, talking with you guys in the comments. So, make sure to leave that comment. Hit thumbs up. Hit that subscribe button. hit that little bell symbol so you get notified when my new videos are released. But I release new videos every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till next time.